This is episode 666 of the AWS podcast, released on May 6, 2024.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the AWS podcast. I'm Alicia here with you. Great to have you back. Great to be back myself, actually. And of course, I'm joined by my two excellent co-presenters. Firstly, Gillian Ford. How are you doing, Gillian?
I'm so excited that you're back. I just hearing you introduce this just gave me a sense of comfort and ease because it was very weird doing it without you.
I'm glad I can bring that to the table. And of course, also joined by Shruti Kopakar. G'day, Shruti. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. And I echo Gillian's sentiment. I'll also need less glasses of water as I have updates to share.
Yeah, there's a lot this week, and apologies if you can hear my dog chewing in the background. He's decided to make a noise because he knows when I'm starting podcasting. Let's start off with the topic of analytics. Firstly, Amazon QuickSight has launched cross-sheet filters and controls. So this means you can apply these controls across an entire analysis or dashboard. And this means that you can apply filters, a single filter, to multiple sheets or the entire analysis or dashboard with just a few clicks. So it makes life a lot easier. Amazon EMR on EKS now supports Apache Livy. Now, what this allows you to do is apply Apache Livy, which is a service that enables easy interactions with the Spark cluster over the REST interface. So beforehand, it was more fiddly. Now it is a much more simplified experience so you can get up and running. And also for enhanced security, customers can also restrict access to the Livy endpoint by configuring authentication through one of the supported protocols like Kerberos or Custom Auth. Amazon Athena has announced Federated Query Pass-Through. So this is a new feature that allows entire queries to be executed directly on the underlying data source. So Federated Query Pass-Through lets you take advantage of the unique functions and query language and performance capabilities of different data sources. And this can let you query your data faster and have less data processed by Athena. Yeah? Different data sources have different capabilities. You can offload it to them. So with Athena, you can run federated queries on data sources like Amazon Redshift, Amazon DynamoDB, and Snowflake to unlock once siloed data for interactive analysis and business intelligence. And you don't have to do any ETL, which in my book is always a win. You can now stream data into Snowflake using Amazon Data Firehose and Snowflake Snowpipe Streaming. And I'm glad I said that without stumbling on that. Amazon Managed Workflows for Apache Airflow now offers larger environment sizes, so you can do more. You can have a greater number of workflows and you can support more complex tasks that need more resources. You could also now restore your Amazon Managed Service for Apache Flink application to the previous running version and application state from the most recent successful snapshot. So this feature will work when your application is running, and it's most useful when you want to immediately roll back to the previous application version to mitigate the downstream impact of an application update. Now, previously, you could only roll back applications that were in updating or auto-scaling statuses. Now you can do it anytime you need to. Of course, you'll never make a mistake and nothing ever goes wrong, so you may never need this function, but it's nice to know it's there. And Amazon OpenSearch Service has added support for Hebrew and HahnLP language analyzers. So these are now available as optional plugins that you can associate with your cluster. In the recent past, there's also been support for Nori, Korean, Sudachi, Chinese, Pinyin, Chinese, and ST Convert Analysis Chinese plugins as well. And so there's lots and lots of things available if you need to plug in.
Awesome. Next up, we have business applications and a couple of updates under it. AWS App Fabric announces support for SentinelOne Singularity Cloud as a data source and compatible security destination. AWS App Fabric also announces support for 1Password. Starting now, IT administrators and security analysts can use App Fabric to quickly integrate with 26 supported SaaS applications, aggregate enriched and normalized SaaS audit logs, and audit end-user access across their SaaS apps.
Now we've got compute, and within compute, there's actually a couple of updates, two of which are going to be really awesome for those of you that are using EKS. So AWS launches split cost allocation data for Amazon EKS. With AWS split cost allocation data for EKS, customers can now allocate application costs to individual business units and teams based on how Kubernetes applications consume shared EC2 CPU and memory resources. You also get granular visibility into pod level costs based on compute and memory utilization. I'm sure a lot of you would be really interested in that one. And another one for all those who are using EKS, CloudWatch Container Insights with enhanced observability for EKS now auto-discovers critical health metrics for your AWS accelerators, Trainium, Inferentia, and high-performance network adapters, as well as NVIDIA GPUs. You can visualize these out-of-the-box metrics in curated Container Insights dashboards to help you monitor your accelerated infrastructure and optimize your AI workloads for operational excellence. Amazon Time Sync Service expands microsecond accurate time in 87 additional EC2 instance types. Now, I'm not going to lie, when I saw this one, I was like, I didn't know this was a service, so I had to look it up. So if you're like me and you didn't know what this was, Amazon Time Sync Service provides a highly accurate and reliable time reference that is natively accessible from Amazon EC2 instances. And fun fact, this has actually been around since November 2017, which I guess I probably don't get a free pass on this one because I joined Amazon in August 2017. I should know better.
Time is important.
Yeah, it totally is.
Clocks are hard in computing.
Very important. And two more and compute. So we've got AWS SimSpace Weaver App SDK version 1.17.0 is now available. So you no longer need to manually build and launch local simulations. With the improved Weaver local code, you can upgrade to version 1.7.0 if you'd like. And the last is Amazon Coreto has announced some quarterly security updates. So you should go check those out as well.
All right. Next up, we have databases. Amazon Neptune connector for Nord Stream, the Parquet input file format for Nord Stream, and the Nord Stream security bill of material, or SBOM, plugin for CycloneDX and SPDX file formats are now available. Nord Stream is an open source project for extract, transform, and load, or ETL. And it's designed to be flexible and extensible, allowing to define how data is collected and modeled as a graph. It uses a pipeline-based approach to define how data is collected and processed, and it provides a way to define how the graph should be updated when the schema changes. Now, SBOMs, which are the security bill of material, help organizations improve the transparency, security, and reliability of their software applications. The Nord Stream SBOM plugin offers an opinionated graph data model for SBOM data analysis. It imports SBOMs from CycloneDX, a full stack bill of materials standard that provides advanced supply chain capabilities for cyber risk reduction, and SPDX, the system package data exchange for Linux. It also imports SBOMs from GitHub and from Amazon Inspector. Nord Stream, the Amazon Neptune connector, and the SBOM plugin are Python frameworks and compatible with Neptune Database Engine version 1.2.1.1 or higher, and Neptune Analytics. Next up, we have an update for NoSQL Workbench for Amazon DynamoDB. So NoSQL Workbench has now launched a revamped Operation Builder user interface. NoSQL Workbench for Amazon DynamoDB is a client-side application that provides data modeling and query development features to help you design, create, and work with DynamoDB tables. You can now use the NoSQL Workbench Operation Builder to build and save operations for viewing, updating, and exploring your live data sets. You can even generate code in multiple programming languages. So what we are now adding is quality enhancements to the Operation Builder to help customers better navigate, run operations, and browse their DynamoDB tables. So what are these updates like? So there'll be more space for exploring and visualizing table items. There is single-click access to create table, update table, and delete table operations. Now there's direct access to put item, update item, and delete item on the item results pane. You can also copy item action for faster creation of items with similar data. There is a full filtering option for query and scan operations using fewer clicks. The default DynamoDB local connection that fully integrates with DynamoDB local toggle will now be available. And there's a dark mode to further improve accessibility. NoSQL Workbench is available at no additional cost in all AWS regions. Amazon Relational Database Service, or Amazon RDS, for DB2 now supports local time zones. You can now set the time zone for your Amazon RDS for DB2 instances to the local time zone of your choice. Amazon RDS Performance Insights now collects the query execution plans of the resource intensive SQL queries in Amazon RDS for SQL Server and stores them over time. It helps you identify if a change in the query execution plan is the cause of performance degradation or a stalled query. Amazon RDS for PostgreSQL supports client authentication hook for trusted language extensions.
Now, developer tools. AWS announces the AWS Project Development Kit Blueprints in Amazon Code Catalyst. The Project Development Kit provides building blocks for common patterns, along with development tools to manage and build your projects. You can now use the Project Development Kit in Code Catalyst through the Project Development Kit Blueprints, enabling you to compose one or more such blueprints together to create an application comprising of something like a React website. You could make a simple API and the supporting CDK infrastructure to deploy the applications to AWS. Amazon Code Catalyst adds task breakdown assistance for issues assigned to Amazon Queue. Amazon Code Catalyst announces support for approval gates within a workflow so that a user can validate whether the code should be allowed to proceed. AWS Code Pipeline supports a stage-level manual and automated rollback. AWS Code Build now supports managed GitHub action runners.
Moving on to the topic of end-user computing, we're happy to announce two new larger instance types for Amazon Workspaces Web. So now you'll have three different instance types, standard regular, standard large, and standard extra large, each one bigger than the last to do different stuff. Standard X large instances, for example, provide the best performance for use cases that need streaming web-based audio and video through the remote browser. And Amazon Workspaces helps simplify your BYOL, bring your own license account management. You can now run this across and link your different AWS accounts within the same region so that you can use the same underlying dedicated infrastructure.
We have one update under Game Tech. Amazon GameLift adds container support in preview for building, deploying, and running game server packages. Amazon GameLift is a fully managed service that allows developers to quickly manage and scale dedicated game servers for multiplayer games. So with this preview release, GameLift now supports end-to-end development of containerized workloads, including deployment and scaling on-premises, in the cloud, or hybrid configurations. With containers, game developers can seamlessly move game servers builds between their local machines for testing, staging environments, and production deployments on premises or in the cloud without worrying about missing dependencies or configuration drift. Containers also allow efficient use of resources by running multiple isolated game servers on the same host machine. Container support is available in preview in all Amazon GameLift regions, except the AWS China regions.
Let's talk about machine learning. And oh my goodness, do we have a lot of updates to share. So strap in, because here we go. Firstly, model evaluation on Amazon Bedrock is now generally available. And this allows you to evaluate, compare, and select the best foundation models for your use case. And Amazon Bedrock offers a choice of automatic evaluation and human evaluation. You can use automatic evaluation with predefined algorithms for metrics such as accuracy, robustness, and toxicity. Additionally, for those metrics or subjective and custom metrics like friendliness, style, and alignment with brand voice, you can set up a human evaluation workflow with just a few clicks. Human evaluation workflows can leverage your own employees or an AWS managed team as reviewers. Model evaluation provides built-in curated data sets, or you can bring your own data sets. And this makes it very easy for you to get up and running, run your evaluations, generates a report, and so you can choose the right one for your use case as well. Guardrails for Amazon Bedrock is also generally available with new safety and privacy controls. So this enables customers to implement safeguards across large language models based on the use case and responsible AI policies. So you can create multiple guardrails tailored to different use cases and apply them on multiple LLMs, providing a consistent user experience and standardizing your safety controls across generative AI applications. Now, while many foundation models have built-in protections to filter harmful content, customers want to further tailor interactions to safeguard their generative AI applications for a relevant and safe user experience. Guardrails provides a comprehensive set of safety and privacy controls to manage user interactions in generative AI applications. So first, you can set a defined set of topics that are undesirable within the context of your application. Secondly, you can configure thresholds to filter content across harmful categories like hate, insults, sexual violence, misconduct, including criminal activity, and prompt attacks like jailbreaks and prompt injections. And thirdly, you can define a set of offensive and inappropriate words to be blocked in your application. And finally, you can filter user inputs containing sensitive information like personal identification information or redact confidential information in model responses based on use cases. Amazon Bedrock Agents has simplified agent creation and has also launched a return of control capability. So this enables generative AI applications to automate multi-step tasks across company systems and data sources. And this is our classic one. It removes the undifferentiated heavy lifting of orchestration, infrastructure hosting, and management. And we're trying to make this as easy as possible. So there's now an updated console experience, support for simplified schema and return of control to make it easy for you to build your agents. And the new console experience gives you the ability to create an agent, add knowledge bases, action groups, all from a single interface, so less steps. And the simplified schema building action schemas and doesn't require open API standards, which means you can reduce your overhead in building your actual agent. And the inline schema editor is now also available in the agent creation console, which means you can just sit in one place and get stuff done. And it also supports CloudFormation, so infrastructure as code is your friend. Also, as I mentioned, the launch of return of control capability. This allows developers to define an action schema and get the control back whenever the agent invokes the action. So this provides developers more options to implement business logic in addition to the already available Lambda approach. Furthermore, with return of control, developers get the ability to execute time-consuming actions in the background, our old friend of asynchronous execution, while continuing the orchestration flow. So for example, if you use a request to encode three different video files, the agent needs to make three individual video encode video API calls. Developers can now build workflows with return of control to invoke the three APIs in parallel without waiting for the results from the first call. The Amazon Titan image generator model in Amazon Bedrock is now available. So this is really useful if you want to do rapid ideation and iteration in high efficiency image generation. You can get up and running with that really quick. And watermark detection for Amazon Titan image generator is also now available on Amazon Bedrock. All Amazon Titan generated images contain an invisible watermark by default. The watermark detection mechanism allows you to identify images generated by the Amazon Titan image generator, which means you know where it came from. So you can increase the transparency around AI-generated content by mitigating harmful content generation and reducing the spread of misinformation and other nasty things that can happen if you're not careful. Knowledge bases for Amazon Bedrock now simplifies asking questions on a single document. So there is now a real-time, zero-setup, low-cost method to securely chat with single documents. With knowledge bases, you can now securely ask questions of your data without having to set up a vector database. You just get started by dragging and dropping a file like a PDF from your desktop or provide an S3 path and start chatting with it. I'm going to be using this, that's for sure. Knowledge bases for Amazon Bedrock also now supports multiple data sources. So you can ingest data from up to 5 data sources. You can have the flexibility to choose S3 buckets with different accounts and regions. Also improvements to deleting of data sources as well. So you can make sure that you're getting access to the right things, and you may change it over time if you're wanting to update and remove irrelevant data. Another great new capability is custom model import for Amazon Bedrock. Told you the team has been super busy. You can now import customized models into Amazon Bedrock to accelerate your generative AI application development. So this new feature allows you to leverage your prior model customization investments within Amazon Bedrock and consume them in the same fully managed manner as Bedrock's existing models. For supported architectures like Llama, Mistral, or FLAN T5, you can now import models customized anywhere and access them on demand. Also, Agents for Amazon Bedrock has now added support for Anthropic Claude 3, Haiku, and Sonnet, so you can build them into your workflow. And Anthropic's Claude 3 Opus model is now available on Amazon Bedrock. So this is the big kahuna of the models that are available in that generation at the moment. So now you have all three available to you. And speaking of models, Meta Llama 3 is now available in Amazon Bedrock. Both models, the 8B and the 70B version, are available. And you can now use these to evaluate what works well. It's always interesting when new models come out to apply your existing use cases to it and see what it does well. So, for example, this particular model excels at text summarization, text classification, sentiment analysis, and language translation. That's the 8B one. And the 70B is ideal for content creation, conversational AI, language understanding, research development, and enterprise applications as well. And you can also use the Meta Llama 3 models on Amazon SageMaker Jumpstart, so you can get up and running very, very quickly with that particular model there too. Also, we're thrilled to announce the AWS Neuron has introduced speculative decoding and VLLM support. So with the release of Neuron 2.18 with stable support out of beta for PyTorch 2.1 and continuous batching with VLLM support, it now has lots more capability. So AWS Neuron is the SDK for Amazon EC2 Inferentia and Trainium-based instances, which are purpose-built for generative AI. Neuron integrates with popular ML frameworks like PyTorch and TensorFlow, and it has a compiler, runtime tools, and libraries to support high-performance training and inference of generative AI on TRN1 instances and Inf2 instances. Now, this release also adds new features and performance improvements for both LLM training and inferences. It updates the DLAMIs and the DLCs. And for training, Neuron X Distributed has added asynchronous checkpointing support, auto-partitioning pipeline parallelism, and pipeline parallelism in PyTorch Lightning Trainer as well, and a whole bunch of other improvements in terms of performance and support. Amazon SageMaker Clarify now supports foundation model evaluation. So again, you can see how well the model is performing based upon your requirements. Amazon SageMaker has also enabled projects in SageMaker Studio. So you can now get these projects available there rather than the SageMaker Studio Classic. So all up to date. And Amazon SageMaker Studio Notebooks now support interactive data exploration and SQL query execution. So you can get up and running and connect to things like Amazon Athena, Redshift, and Snowflake through AWS Glue connections. And you can run that SQL right in the notebook. As I always say, learn SQL, it'll last your lifetime. And finally on this topic, Amazon Personalize now offers automatic solution training. With automatic training, developers can set a cadence for their personalized solution to automatically retrain using the latest data from their data center group. So this process creates a newly trained machine learning model and maintains the relevance of Amazon personalized recommendations for end users. So this is a great way to make custom recommendations to your users that are up to date with the latest and greatest things that you see.
Wow, that was a lot of updates. Like every single update I felt like was a headline.
Yeah, it's been a big week.
Totally. Now, before things get too wild and fun, we need some adult supervision. So that's why we should talk about management and governance. So AWS CloudFormation enhances change sets to provide a detailed preview of the actions that CloudFormation will take in a deployment. This launch helps improve your ability to assess whether a deployment will cause unintended changes to running resources. Very handy. AWS customers who navigate to Amazon CloudWatch Internet Monitor Console can now view the Internet Weather Map at no charge, which shares a 24-hour global snapshot of internet latency and availability outages. The map lets you see at a glance recent internet issues across the world, including specific cities and service providers. And last, the AWS Well-Architected introduces a new connector for Jira, which helps you create a closed-loop mechanism to efficiently manage and track your risks over time. You can now configure the AWS Well-Architected tool to generate Jira tickets and send updates directly to the Well-Architected tool as tickets are resolved. Wow, that is a useful one.
Awesome. Next up, we have migration and transfer. AWS Data Sync now lets you enable and disable task schedules. Using this new feature, you can temporarily disable scheduled executions of your task to accommodate events such as maintenance on your storage systems. Once the event is complete, you can enable your task schedule to resume execution of your task at the next scheduled interval. In cases where your tasks are repeatedly failing due to, say, a misconfiguration, Data Sync may automatically disable your task schedule. When this occurs, address the misconfiguration and then enable your task schedule to run at the next scheduled interval. You can use this new capability in all AWS regions where AWS Data Sync is available, except China, Beijing, and the China Ningxia regions. AWS Transfer Family now lists files from remote SFTP servers using SFTP connectors. AWS Mainframe Modernization Service is now available with greater control of managed runtime environments that run modernized mainframe applications. For applications modernized using AWS BlueAge, a new Elastic File System access point configuration capability allows customers to configure segregated storage per modernized application with secure identity and fine-grained access controls. This application-specific access can help enhance security of the modernized applications across multiple use cases. And for applications modernized using Micro Focus, customers can now restart batch jobs with a configurable option to restart either from the beginning or from a specific execution step. Application administrators have a new batch-related capabilities to configure job entry subsystem program paths, system procedure library locations, as well as batch aliases. The new capabilities are available in any AWS region where AWS Mainframe Modernization Managed Runtime is already deployed.
We have three updates for networking and content delivery. AWS announces Amazon Route 53 Profiles, a new offering that allows you to define a standard DNS configuration in the form of a profile that may include Route 53 private hosted zone associations, Route 53 Resolver forwarding rules, and Route 53 Resolver DNS firewall rule groups, and apply this configuration to multiple VPCs in the same AWS region. You can also share profiles across AWS accounts using AWS Resource Access Manager. Network Load Balancer now supports Resource Map, which is a tool in the console that displays all your NLB resources and their relationships in a visual format on a single page, which makes it much easier to see your NLB architecture. And last, AWS Direct Connect now enables AWS Direct Connect service delivery partners to support 25 gigabits per second hosted connection capacity.
Let's talk about security, identity, and compliance. Amazon Inspector Agentless Vulnerability Assessments for Amazon EC2 are now generally available. Now, this gives you continuous monitoring of your Amazon EC2 instances for software vulnerabilities without installing an agent or additional software. Currently, Inspector leverages the widely deployed AWS Systems Manager agent to assess your EC2 instances for those third-party software vulnerabilities. With this expansion, there are now two scan modes for EC2 scanning, hybrid scan mode and agent-based scan mode. In hybrid scan mode, Inspector relies on SSM agents to collect information from instances to perform vulnerability assessments, and it automatically switches to agentless scanning for instances that don't have the SSM agents installed or configured. For agentless scanning, Inspector takes snapshots of EBS volumes to collect software application inventory from the instances to perform vulnerability assessments. For agent-based scan mode, Inspector only scans instances that have the SSM agent installed and configured. New customers enabling EC2 scanning are configured in hybrid mode by default, while existing customers can migrate to hybrid mode just by visiting the EC2 settings pages within the Inspector console. So this is your reminder, be secure, run all these tools. It will give you insights that you wouldn't believe were possible. IAM Roles Anywhere now supports modifying the mapping of certificate attributes, so you can specify which data is extracted from your X509 end entity certificates. We're also thrilled to announce Accessibility Conformance Reports, or ACIs, in AWS Artifact. So this is a self-service portal for AWS compliance-related information, and ACRs are documents that demonstrate the accessibility of AWS services. Through AWS Artifact, you can download ACRs on demand to understand the accessibility of a specific AWS product or service. AWS ACRs utilize the ITI Voluntary Product Accessibility Templates, or VPAT, and reference various accessibility standards, including Section 508 US, EN301 549 in the EU, and the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, WCAG. So it's a great way to understand where you stand using our services.
And our last update for this show is under storage. Amazon Data Lifecycle Manager default policies now supports AWS organizations. Customers can now create and manage default policies across their entire organization or an organizational unit with AWS CloudFormation stack sets. Default policies work in conjunction with customers' existing backup mechanisms to only create EBS-backed armies and EBS snapshots of instances and volumes without recent backups. This helps administrators ensure that all member accounts have comprehensive backup protection without creating duplicate backups or increasing management overhead and cost.
Well, that was a lot. I think we've covered a lot of stuff. Jillian, how do folks reach out to you if they want to discuss AWS more?
Miss Jill Ford on X.
That's the way. And Shruti, how do folks get in touch with you?
Shruti Koparkar on X, or you can also find me on LinkedIn.
Beautiful. And I'm old school. So AWSpodcast@amazon.com is the place to do it for me. And until next time, with all this new stuff, keep on building.